is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You can call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, estate planning, real estate, bankruptcy, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business, and immigration. And speaking of immigration, Mr. Figaro, what is the latest news on comprehensive immigration reform under the Biden administration?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and please, hold your heart, hold your brain. Comprehensive immigration reform under Biden, the new president, is not going to happen within the next 100 days. Maybe within the next 2 years, not 100 days. So Biden is backtracking. Maybe he didn't understand what comprehensive immigration reform is. Maybe he didn't understand that his fellow Democrats in the Senate may not like his proposal for comprehensive immigration reform or in Congress. This is our reality, blacks, Hispanics, and all the immigrants here to America. It's not going to happen in the manner in which we thought it would. Why? Because we black and we brown. Most immigrants to America now, except in the H-1B area, and in the H-1B era, are Asians, Hispanics, blacks. Apparently, you know, not only do Republicans want America to stay white, the Democrats want America to stay white also. They think that America is supposed to be for white people. Is Mr. Figaro going to be you know, saying, is he being radical? No, I'm being truthful. And truthfulness is important. KKK Russian Trump was KKK Russian Trump day one when he came in 2016. Our listenership, America, didn't want to deal with that reality. President Biden, you better pass comprehensive immigration reform. Why? Because it will mean the survival of the Democratic Party. It will mean that you are a one-term president. Because Black and Hispanics have no reason to come out and vote for you again in 2020 without comprehensive immigration reform. The whole idea that white people don't like comprehensive immigration reform is because they wanted to make America, KKK, Russian Trump, whiter again. After slavery, the African-American population, Black people, was almost 20% of the U.S. population. That's a huge political number. Today, it's 12-13% because of a racist immigration policy favoring white people over people of color. From the time slavery ended until in the 60s when they brought on the quota system, America saw its Black population reduced, which meant less power for Black people. Not only were we lynched, dragged through the streets, not allowed to vote, our numbers in America went down by a racist immigration policy. President Biden, Kamala Harris, you know, the South Asian Black lady. Well, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, yeah. You're already there and you're vacillating. Is it because Democrats are weak? Or is it six of one and half a dozen of the other where white people are concerned? We want comprehensive immigration reform because it is correct. We want 8 million, 17 million, that KKK Russian Trump say, undocumented people in America. We need to legalize them and put them on the path to citizenship. So, yes, you address the issues of the ban against Muslims. Yes, you address the issue of families being separated at the border. Yes, you address the issue of what? DACA. But, hey, families have been separated for years now. We have advocated for comprehensive immigration reform since 1992 or more or longer. And what did we get? Nothing. Corporate America want more H-1Bs. But corporate America should not get more H-1Bs until we have an entire comprehensive immigration reform. We do not want corporate America to get 500,000 H-1Bs. It's now the quota is 100,000 or whatever number, unless we reunite families. Unless we put all those people working on the front line, undocumented people, working as nannies, working as babysitters, working in small businesses to keep those small businesses going in America for less than minimum wage. We want those people to have a decent living in America. Like the Irish, like the Italians, like the Germans, all of them came as immigrants to this country. They were treated differently because they were white. They are white. So historically, white people were brought here to offset the numbers of African Americans as a preferred people to be in this country. And that is the basic reason we do not have comprehensive immigration reform. My Black people, brown people, when you look in the mirror from the Africa, Caribbean, Latin America, you love yourself. We ain't lesser than nobody. We are smarter than a lot of them. We have more empathy than they do. We take care of their children, their elderly. We are the carpenters, plumbers. We build Brooklyn. We build New York City. Yes, we do. We are the Uber drivers. You ain't getting no way without us. We are the backbone of America. We are the ones that keep America running. We are the nurses and the doctors. The New York Times had a science program honoring all the top people in science. They no longer have this. I guess because 90% of them, 100% of them were black, brown, and Asian. Yeah. So we are excelling in the sciences. We are part of the Fortune 500, the Fortune 1000. We are the ones that take less. Our public schools, New York City public schools, the most segregated in the country. And neither the Democratic governor, Cuomo, or that Democrat, what do you call his name? The mayor of New York City, de Blasio, have done nothing to desegregate public schools. In his 8 years in office, de Blasio has not desegregated public schools here in New York City. And he run around America calling himself a liberal. If you are a liberal, then what is a conservative, de Blasio? You have failed. A black woman as your wife and having two black kids do not qualify you as someone who is concerned about people of color, because you have never experienced what it is to be a person of color, telling your children that, hey, when you go outside there, be careful. The NYPD is going to beat you down. And that's under Giuliani, that's under Bloomberg, and that was under de Blasio. Yeah. 1 million people stop and frisk, 900,000 was unconstitutional. If that was white people, it would not happen. White people took over Congress. Yeah, they went in the building, they stormed the building, they broke things up. If it was our people with Black Lives Matter, we'll be dead. So if it's comprehensive immigration reform, what is the difference? Biden, you won. By lying to us, you pretended that you wanted to do comprehensive immigration reform. Maybe you didn't understand comprehensive immigration reform. You want to be conciliatory to the white folks in the Republican Party? Try being conciliatory to the black and brown people that put you into office. So what are we supposed to do now? Suffer because you want to be conciliatory to white Republicans who hate us? Who kill us, who went into Congress to kill the leader of the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, and others. You want to reach across the aisle to people who destroyed us, destroying us, and you want to give up on comprehensive immigration reform? You think removing the ban on Muslims is sufficient? You think reconciling those families is sufficient? No. You think helping those DACA kids is sufficient? No. They don't need a work permit. They need a green card. They need citizenship. Just like all the undocumented people in America that are here for decades and cannot do what? Become a U.S. citizen, get a work permit, or get a green card. You have no empathy, President Biden, for the people who made you president. President Obama couldn't do it. Why? In the first 2 years, he should have passed comprehensive immigration reform. When he came to the Brooklyn Marriott here in Brooklyn, and I was a guest of him, personal guest with the mighty Sparrow, Calypso, King of the World, tears came to my eyes when he said that he's going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. That was 2007. I'm still crying. I'm still sad. I've been waiting for comprehensive immigration reform since December 21st, 2000, when the Life Act by Clinton was passed. And he's another man in the middle, compromising, wants to keep white people together at all costs. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We take your questions on immigration issues, wills and estate issues, matrimonial issues, workers' compensation issues, personal injury issues. Call us with your legal questions at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. It's a free consultation over the phone. All attorneys charge $100, $200 for these consultations. Also, you get the truthful response to your legal questions. We give you the correct answers when you give us the facts. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You can also ask your questions via our website, Ask the Lawyer. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You got questions, we got answers. President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, do your job. Give us what we demanded. We demand vaccines in our community. We are already getting less than white people. We want to address HIV, heart disease, diabetes. We have 3 and 4 times the city average here in New York City. Do your job. We are being killed by the pandemic 2 to 1, where white people are concerned. We are taking the brunt of the pandemic, the brunt of unemployment, the brunt of healthcare issues. We are disposable to white people, and it seems that we are disposable to the Democratic Party. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Share our phone number, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When the mayor's race come, who are you going to vote for? Think about it. We'll be going to be addressing that issue also. Peace.
The law firm of Figueroa & Associates provides professional legal advice on the immigration consequences of contact with criminal and family courts. We represent immigrants and their loved ones on the path to legalization. We provide representation in immigration removal proceedings, spousal and Stokes interviews, VAWA, juvenile and religious petitions. We offer individualized advice for visiting relatives, entertainers, business and investor visas. If you are an immigrant or the loved one of an immigrant in need of assistance, please call 855-768-8845 for a free legal consultation. That's 855-768-8845. If you need assistance with your citizenship application, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please be ready to provide information on immigration, criminal court and family court history at your free consultation or for our citizenship assistance program.
You can also visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.